On today's episode, we are continuing our series about how the parks may not be what you think they are. Today, we are talking about how Magic Kingdom is not just for kids. This is episode 168, Simplifying the Magic.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Simplifying the Magic. My name's Megan, and I'm here with Jess.
Hello.
We're a podcast about traveling with tips and tricks to help simplify your next vacation. Thank you so much for joining us as we get back onto our series today.
Yeah, I'm excited to continue and finish up this series in the next couple of weeks. I think it's been a kind of a fun one to do and kind of look at the parks in a different way. So it's been fun.
Yeah, definitely. And I think before we get into it, we want to share a little bit more about the new show that we teased at a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So we are going to start a monthly show called Hot Topic Happy Hour.
I am so excited for this. Mainly because I get to like hang out with you for an extra like hour or so every month.
It's one bonus Zoom with a cocktail, I think. At least that's the plan.
1,000%.
You know, we're not going to have an outline. We're not going to do research. We're just going to chit chat about, you know, something that's going on in the park. So I think it'll be casual and really fun.
Yeah, it'll be like kind of more just us talking with one another and with like a loose topic in mind, but not anything like outlined like we normally do. So it should be kind of fun to just kind of chit chat and hear about something maybe a little controversial potentially in the parks, or just something that's like maybe an unpopular opinion or something like that. So, you know, we'll keep you posted. But our first one is going to post on May 1st. So get ready for that.
Yeah, and we both have busy months ahead. Each of us have a Florida trip that, not Disney, but Florida trip that we're going to share a little bit about, but we're going to squeeze in a Hot Topic Happy Hour along the way.
Yeah. And apologies, we were hoping to get it out for April, but with my husband being away for 5 nights and everybody, it's just been a little nutso. So it's just not happening.
Yes. But we can do May 1st. We will do May.
Sure can.
Great.
We also wanted to just mention that if you have been enjoying listening to us, we would really love it if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a review. It really does help our show get shown out to more people. And, you know, we'd really like to continue growing this podcast and helping more and more people with their vacations, whether it just be from listening to our tips and tricks here on the podcast or booking vacations with us. Either way, we would just love it if you could leave us a review if you're enjoying the show. So we would really appreciate that.
Definitely. Thanks. All right. Should we start the series?
Yeah, let's do it.
So Magic Kingdom is not just for kids. I think this might be perhaps the biggest misconception of all of them.
I agree with you. I mean, when you think Magic Kingdom, you think just a lot of children.
Yeah. Which there is truth to that, but
yes, for sure. But why do we think that? Like, why is that something that just like pops into our brain, you think?
Well, I think being kind of like the original park, I mean, a lot of people refer to Magic Kingdom as just being Disney World. Like, it's just what they think of. And when you think of Disney World, you think of kids, you think of characters and castles and childish things.
Right. And also, you know, Magic Kingdom does have like kind of the most concentrated amount of things for littles to do. Like, there's exponentially more rides that that even babies can go on at this park than any other park in Disney World. So I think that's definitely another reason.
Yeah. I think, I mean, Magic Kingdom is my favorite park and I'm clearly not a child. So nobody needs to convince me, but we have some reasons why Magic Kingdom is still, you know, perhaps the best, but still a great choice for older children, adults only trips, couples trip, things like that.
Yeah, for sure. So I think one of the major reasons it's one of my favorites, I mean, probably hard. I don't really have a favorite, if I'm being perfectly honest, because they're all my favorite. But I think
whichever
the
one you're at that day.
exactly. I think the nostalgia of it, though, is just something that's so, it's the iconic park, right? Like it has the castle, and when you walk down Main Street and you see that castle, it's just, you just get hit by that nostalgia. If you've gone for years, or even if you've never been, like you've most certainly seen photos. You might not have seen photos of like the Tree of Life at Animal Kingdom. You probably have seen photos of the Epcot ball, but like most of the time when you like hear Disney World, you picture Cinderella Castle, right? So I think that nostalgia, whether or not you've ever been, is kind of there and embedded in this park.
A lot of the rides are actually themed to older movies, things that were popular when we were children or even older than us were children. So like
Yeah.
Dumbo, Peter Pan, Swiss Family Robinson, even Tron, I think is like what, like an 80s movie or something
Yeah, I believe
originally.
it's from the
So,
80s.
you know,
Not
there's
that I've
might be
seen it,
more of a, I know, there might be
but
more of a connection for older guests.
yeah.
I think that if adults or older kids went when they were little, their age doesn't matter anymore once they go into the park because they're immediately connected to their childhood and get all of that nostalgia of when they were there originally.
Yeah, I mean, I think back to when I took my son for the first time and we went on Peter Pan's flight. That was his very first ride, and honestly, like it's not my favorite ride. It's cute, but it's not like I'm not like dying to jump on Peter Pan's flight, but now that ride has become nostalgic to me, and I loved Peter Pan when I was little. I used to watch the musical all the time, and I love all of that. And then now I can connect it to this special time with my son. So I think
Yeah.
Magic Kingdom is that park that like brings old and young together in like a really special way.
That, well said. Yes. I think we all know that there's a lot of kiddie rides there. You know, babies can go on, young
Yeah.
toddlers can go on, but there's also a few thrill rides and a
Yeah.
new one just added. So we can't forget that some of my favorite coasters are at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, I mean, there's the mountains, which there's Space Mountain over in Tomorrowland, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad in Frontierland, which is, or sorry, yeah, at Frontierland, sorry, got confused for a minute, where is Megan's favorite, I think, right? Am I
Yes.
right on that one? Yeah. And then the former Splash Mountain, which is now going to be Tiana's Bayou Adventure. So those three have always been like kind of the bigger rides. You have to be a bit taller to ride them. They're a little scarier for kids, especially like Splash Mountain. I know that big drop can be a little nerve-wracking. The dark and the fast and the lights and sounds and Splash Space Mountain can be challenging for littles. So, definitely some, more grown-up rides over there.
Yeah, I was checking the speeds for the various rides at Magic Kingdom. I wanted to figure out what the speed is for Tron, which I'll talk about in a minute. And in that, I saw the speed of Space Mountain and Thunder Mountain. And I'm always surprised because they're actually like relatively slow compared to
Yeah.
the other rides. But I swear, especially on Space Mountain, like it feels so much faster than like 27 or 30 miles per hour.
Yeah.
It's really surprising to me. They're thrilling. They're super fun.
Yeah, and I think the darkness adds a little like thrill to it, right? Like
For
'cause you just
sure.
don't know where you're going
If you're gonna
and
turn
all
or
of that.
drop or
Yeah.
whatever, yeah, you're
Yeah.
so right. Yeah, but Tron, the newest attraction at Magic Kingdom, is one of the fastest rides in all of Disney World. It goes 60 miles per hour. So,
That's so
I
wild
mean,
to me.
yeah, that's up there with Rock and Roller Coaster, Guardians of the Galaxy, almost as fast as Test Track. So, it is extremely thrilling. And that body position that you're in as you go through it, it kind of makes it feel even faster, like you're
More.
flying. So, I mean, that ride is for the brave for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I know lots of kids that are like fine with roller coasters, that this one kind of even makes them a little nervous. So I think it definitely is not for the faint of heart and certainly for older to adults. So I think it's pretty awesome, personally
Yeah.
speaking.
And even though those are the only thrill rides at the park, there's still so many other rides that I think adults will really appreciate or older kids will really appreciate and enjoy.
Yeah. There's other coasters. There's the Barnstormer, which is most definitely a kiddie roller coaster. However, I've seen little kids get off that thing screaming. So I mean, it does have some little whips and turns, and it's fun. And then there's Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, which is just different because it kind of like, because it's supposed to be like a mine car, it like shakes back and not shakes, rocks back and
Yeah.
forth as well as goes forward through a track. So I think that makes it a bit different and a little unique. They're both short rides, but they're still really fun. So definitely
Yeah.
worth checking out.
Yeah, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is not a thrilling coaster, but it is just so fun. I mean,
It's so fun
I think
and
the
it's so
only thing,
cute.
yeah, it's so cute. I think maybe the only thing that deters adults from doing that if they're by themselves is the weight, but
Oh,
it
yeah, because
is
the weight can be
fantastic.
just ridiculous sometimes.
But there's so many classics over there too that I think can't be missed, like Haunted Mansion, like old, young, like who doesn't love going through that haunted house, hearing that amazing song that we all know. And I mean, now
Have
there's
a hitchhiking
movies
ghost come
and
home with you.
yes, exactly. Like that is just can't be missed by anybody.
Yeah. And then Pirates of the Caribbean, kind of similar, like it's total nostalgia, amazing, like theming throughout the entire ride, a fun little like hill at one point. Just the iconic smells and like song also. Like it's just, it can't be beat, in my opinion. I just love that ride.
Yeah, those two rides are probably the ones that hit the nostalgia chord the most for me. I like immediately think of my parents and being a
Yes.
child, and it just takes me back. So I love that.
Definitely.
Jungle Cruise, I think, is another classic. That one, I mean, who doesn't love dad jokes? Even if the ride is a little
They're so
cheesy,
punny.
the cheesy
I
jokes are just the icing on the cake. So
love
I think that's a
it.
fabulous one.
And the People Mover is just, like so many people overlook it, I think. And then, but I think it's having its moment right now. It's definitely become like the thing to do when you're there. But for a long time, I think it was kind of like flew under the radar. But it's just such a nice way to get off your feet, get a little
Yes.
breeze on your face, a little air conditioning as you go through certain parts. You get to go through Space Mountain, you get to go through Buzz Lightyear. It's just a really fun little adventure. I personally like cannot go to Magic Kingdom and not ride this ride.
I completely agree. What grown-up doesn't want a good sit in the middle of their Magic Kingdom day? It's
I
like
think it's my father-in-law's favorite ride.
it's fabulous. And staying over in Tomorrowland, there's the Astro Orbiter, which is way up high, like on top of the People Mover. So you need to be brave just to get on that elevator to get up there. But that's pretty
Won't lie to
cool.
you, I will not go on it. It's not, I'm not brave enough.
I've only done it once, and it was pretty fun. I would do it again. Great views of the park, and yeah, it's fun.
Think it's more the spinning that would do
Yeah,
me in a little.
than
So
the height,
yeah,
sure.
the height I can probably handle. When there's Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin, which is super fun. You can blast at different like space monsters, and it's all like Toy Story themed, and it's super fun. And I know Megan loves a little challenge ride, so
Right? I mean, a little competition, a little rivalry with your partner, it's healthy for grown-up relationships. Carousel of Progress is definitely appreciated by everybody, but particularly older generations, because you may be able to relate to the different time periods that it kind of goes through or remember
Yeah.
things about them. So that's a fabulous show. Another good reason to have a sit.
Yes, and who doesn't love that song? I
Yeah,
mean,
we
it is
do.
the best. And last, the Hall of Presidents is a kind of, some history and some presidential things. I haven't done it in so very long, but I remember it from when I was a child. We used to do it all the time when I was a kid. So, it's definitely something that the older generation, I think, would enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah, and speaking of history, I think the history and kind of fun facts that are incorporated into Magic Kingdom is another huge draw for the older guest. There's
Yeah.
more nods and connections to Walt himself there than any of, Epcot might rival it, but than any of the other parks. So.
Yeah, there's, the original rides like Pirates, the Tiki Room, Jungle Cruise, Small World, Carousel of Progress. These are all like rides that Walt Disney himself had a huge hand in. Like he envisioned these things and he came up with the ideas, and these are like his rides, right? So it's kind of cool that he had such a big hand in them.
Definitely. And I know I really enjoy, as I'm getting older, the little attention to details and like Easter eggs or hidden gems throughout the park. Like, I think we have a whole episode on them a few
Yeah, we
years
sure do.
back. But, if you're walking down Main Street, you can look up in the store windows and see various names of people that worked for the Disney company, or, the fact they changed the colors of the pavement in Liberty Square to represent sewage. Like, they just have all of these cool
Yeah.
little extras in the park
Yeah.
they can
Yeah,
appreciate.
like the lanterns in the tree in Liberty Square that
Yes.
represent the 13 colonies. Like
Exactly.
there's just so many little things like that all over the park, and they're super fun to kind of try to find. Like even if you've been there a million times, you're continuously finding these things that mean something, because really almost every detail in a park, Disney park, is intentional. Like they nothing is overlooked. So it's pretty amazing. So should we move on to one of our very favorite topics of all time? Some food.
Yes, the food cannot be missed at Magic Kingdom. There's some great options there that particularly adults, I think, will enjoy. And
Yeah.
my new favorite is Skipper Canteen.
I love this restaurant. I think the theming is just super on point. I'm so glad that the last time that we went, we got to sit in that big open room. It's
Yes.
just so cool. And, the fact that the wait staff, the servers talk like the skippers on the Jungle Cruise is just so. We had, if you haven't listened to this episode, we had a fabulous person as our server when we went. He was hilarious. He did not miss an opportunity for a pun at all.
We
It
almost
was
couldn't keep
amazing.
up with his jokes. He had
I
so
know.
many.
It was amazing. It was amazing. But the flavors of the food, they're just like kind of different, right? Especially for a theme park. They have like these like Asian, African, South American, and African like flavors in the food, and like kind of different options. So definitely check out the menu if you're considering going there, because there may or may not be something that you would enjoy if you're a little bit of a pickier eater. But if you're not, this is an amazing choice in the theme parks.
Yeah, another great option is Be Our Guest. While that might get looked at as like a character meal or a kiddie thing because of being in the castle, it's actually a very elegant dining experience with French-inspired food. So you are going to have a more elevated culinary experience there.
Yeah, it's beautiful in there. So, Liberty Tree Tavern is really fun. It's kind of celebrating the forefathers of the United States. It's like a very New England-y heritage flair to
Yeah.
it. And it's family style Thanksgiving dinner. So what's more American than that, right? It's
So
pretty.
good.
It's yeah. There's six dining rooms in this restaurant, and each one of them commemorates a pivotal figure in US history. So you can kind of walk through the rooms and look at the different artifacts, identifying them. There's Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, John Paul Jones, Paul Revere, Betsy Ross, and George Washington. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think again, a young guest is going to enjoy the delicious food, like that ooey gooey toffee cake. But
Oh,
an older
yum.
guest might really appreciate that connection to US history. So something
Yeah.
for everybody.
And this restaurant has one of those little Easter eggs where the bathroom is technically not in Liberty Square
That's right. I forgot about that one.
because they didn't have bathrooms back then. So
Luckily, they
it's
figured out a
technically
way
in a
to
different
include
one.
that
Figure
in,
that
though.
out. That would not be fun.
The last table service restaurant we're going to feature is Tony's Town Square. And I think this is just a great one for adults because of its location. It's just a fun spot right on Main Street. So you're in this like elegant setting, but are able to people watch while you eat. And I just think it's great. Everybody likes the food, classic Italian, spaghetti and meatballs, and it does have a little flair of Lady and the Tramp, but it feels more of a mature setting than a childish setting, I think.
I need to check this one out. I still haven't eaten there. Been a long time. I think though where Magic Kingdom really shines is in some of their like snacks and quick service.
Yes.
These are the things that I personally enjoy when I go to Magic Kingdom. And the first one being the spring roll cart. They are fabulous. I know that people think they're a little too greasy, but I personally thought they were fabulous. They taste amazing. They usually have the pepperoni and the cheeseburger spring rolls. Occasionally, they'll have a special one that's like for, a certain time of the year. I think they had a special one for the 50th anniversary. They might have one for, something else, but these are pretty amazing.
Yeah, and of course, Dole Whip. Everybody loves a Dole Whip, whether it's the classic or a float. Magic Kingdom is the place to get that.
Casey's Corner has those corn dog nuggets that everybody loves with the plastic cheese. Kind of nothing like sitting on the hubgrass eating those and what's just hanging out at the castle. It's pretty fabulous.
Yeah, and while Columbia Harbor House isn't my cup of tea, I'm not a fish eater. I do think that is popular among some people, so that may be a draw.
Not Megan.
Not me, but
And Sleepy Hollow is very popular for their waffle and new like chocolate spread. It's Nutella sandwiches with fruit. And they also have a spicy chicken one for lunchtime, but they're both delicious. I've had both. They're both fabulous. And definitely enough for like a meal while you're walking around the parks. So
Yeah. And leaving the food, we have to talk about the entertainment.
amazing entertainment.
Yeah.
Just the best.
Perhaps every adult isn't going to be into the parade or the cavalcades. I don't know. I love them, but maybe not. But I don't think you could find anybody that doesn't love Happily Ever After.
No, I mean, you would have to be, I don't know, to not even to like it just so much like the nostalgia of it, the words are beautiful, like the music is fabulous, the projections, even if you don't like music, you don't like even if you don't like Disney at all, you have to appreciate the just sheer genius of putting
Yes.
projections on the castle and how it just like flows through the entire production. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. If you haven't seen it, it is mind-blowing. Every single client that I have that hasn't ever seen it before messages me about it and tells me how fabulous it was. And they're
Yeah.
like, I cried like every single one. So it's kind of amazing.
It's definitely a huge draw to that park. All
Yeah.
right, well, let's talk about the drinking or lack thereof.
Yes. This is why a lot of people consider it a child park. But
Exactly.
so yes, it is true that no alcohol is served at Magic Kingdom except at table service restaurants. For a long time, I don't even know if they even had alcohol for a while in general, but then they used to have just beer and wine, and now they have several specialty cocktails available as well. They don't necessarily have a full bar though, like you get like a cocktail that's on their menu. So, but yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, if having a drink throughout your day at Magic Kingdom is helpful or enjoyable for you, there are ways to go about doing that. So with reservations, you can do that at a table service restaurant. You can even kind of turn them into a lounge. Maybe you don't want a full meal, but you want to just grab an appetizer and a drink and carry on with your day.
Yeah.
So I think, speaking of Tony's, I think going to Tony's Town Square and getting the garlic bread, which is the best thing on their menu, along with this amazing drink they have called the Little Italy cocktail. It's basically like kind of like an old fashioned, but with an Italian spin. But I mean,
Sounds
how
good.
lovely is that?
Sounds lovely. Also, if you head over to Skipper Canteen, they have the cheese bread, which was delicious,
So
and
good.
these cachapas, which were these corn pancakes with beer braised pork, roasted corn, Fresno pepper salsa, and avocado cream, which were
Oh, I
fabulous.
think about them
So do
often.
I. We need to make this happen again. Now I'm getting hungry. And a margarita. I mean, it's kind of a perfect choice. And I feel like Adventureland is a little like tropical feeling anyway. So it's like kind of the perfect little break in the middle of the day.
Yeah. And there is talk about that Pirates of the Caribbean lounge, which we don't know
Yeah.
the details or anything, but perhaps that's going to be like a Oga's Cantina type of thing. Who
Yeah.
knows? But maybe a
We'll
drink will be
see.
able to be ordered there.
Yeah. There's also dessert parties in the evening for the fireworks show. You can do either a pre, post, or during party. And at these parties, they do have wine, beer, and sparkling wine. So that is another option if you would like to do that. They are an added cost. You have to pay per person to do these, but they are wonderful. And you get a kind of a reserved area for the fireworks, which is incredible. So totally worth it,
Double
in my
win.
opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's also the option to head outside of the park. One great feature about Magic Kingdom is that it is really close to several fabulous resorts. So whether you step out and walk or take a boat or the monorail, there's a few different lounges that are very easy to reach to take a little break from the parks for an hour.
Yeah. Over at the Polynesian, there's Tambu Lounge, which is great. You can, after 4 p.m., I believe, get the noodles and the potstickers and the bread pudding from Ohana there. So that's kind of a fun option if you can't get a reservation at Ohana. And then there's Trader Sam's, which is like everybody loves this place. You have to wait forever to get in, but it's worth it.
It'll take a
The
bigger
drinks,
chunk out of your park day.
yes. The drinks are really fun. And they do like things with certain one of them, ones of them, ones, I don't even know how to say that. With certain drinks, you get like a show, basically. So it's pretty fun.
Definitely. And we actually once Tambu Lounge was like packed. So we went and sat outside kind of by the pool and just got the nachos and a beer from Captain Cook's, which is their quick service. So
And those nachos are
they're
fabulous.
fabulous. It's a tough call between Tambu Lounge and there just because of the food,
You
but
can order from
bring them to
downstairs
you.
and bring them up. We've done
True.
that before too.
Yes, you can. But yeah, a great way, very quick and easy, convenient way to have a drink and a change of scenery.
Yeah. Over at the Contemporary, they have Steakhouse 71, which is a newish restaurant. They have a huge lounge area, a few separate like rooms almost for lounges, and a great bar. So a great place to grab a drink or some snacks. It is, and it's beautiful in there with lots of like old Disney nods. So it's kind of fun.
Yeah. And if you want a classier, more elegant experience, going to Grand Floridian at the Enchanted Rose is a wonderful option. It's just absolutely stunning in there. It is so beautiful, and they have some really amazing creative cocktails to choose from.
Yeah. And last but not least, if you would like to take the boat over to Wilderness Lodge, they have Geyser Point, which is an outdoor bar. And you can get some food there as well, but it's right on the water. It is so relaxing and beautiful over there. I think it's actually one of my new favorite spots to kind of hang out. It's a little bit harder to get to just because you have to take the boat and it's not as consistent as the monorail, I feel like, but it still isn't hard. It just takes a few more minutes. That's all.
Yeah.
So
Yeah,
just
and
know that.
definitely worth heading over there if you never have. It's pretty cool over
Oh yeah.
at the
It's
lodge.
gorgeous there.
Gorgeous.
I love
Yeah.
walking through there. So
Yeah, and if
yeah.
I mean, if all of this isn't enough, there's also some pretty heavy rumors and maybe even some confirmations that things are coming to Magic Kingdom. Like, we don't know the timeline, but there's going to be like a huge extension of the park happening and things like Encanto or Villains or all sorts of other things have been thrown out there. So, I mean, that's gonna, I'm sure, be an appeal to all ages.
Yeah. So Magic Kingdom is not just for kids, and
True.
adults can have fun there too.
100%.
Uh,
All right.
shall we move on to some news?
So for the news today, we have some promos over at Aulani if a Hawaiian Disney vacation is on your list.
It is on mine.
Oh, me too. I don't know if it's going to happen in 2024, but
No,
someday it
probably
will.
not.
But if you are looking to go this year, there's an opportunity to save up to 35%, both for Disney Visa card holders and regular guests, if you have 4 or more consecutive nights. So the savings kind of varies based on how long you're staying and if you have the card or not. But there's really saving of opportunities all the way through December 20th. So lots of opportunities to head to Hawaii.
Yeah. Keep a lookout for some fun Earth Month treats around property. There's lots of things that are available throughout the month of April, all over Disney World property. I think there's probably a more concentration of them over at Animal Kingdom, but they're all over property. So if you're interested in those, take a peek at the menus as you kind of walk around.
Definitely. And another thing on the promo front is a pretty big one for Disney Visa card holders because it includes the free dining plan. So,
Yes.
beginning on April 9th, there was the opportunity to add a free dining plan to regularly priced stays with non-discounted 4-night, 4-day longer packages with a park hopper. And this is good for stays in most of July, the first week of September, and most of December, kind of excluding as you're getting close to Christmas. But if you can make these time frames work, this can be an amazing opportunity to save.
Yeah, definitely. And our last little bit of news is that we do now have a closing date for Test Track for their reimagining. I'm excited for the reimagining. A little sad it's closing right before we go for our trip, but that's okay. And there is no current reopening date set, so we don't know how long it's going to be closed for. Hopefully it's not too long, but we just don't know yet. So we'll
Yeah.
see.
It'll be worth the wait to see how it's reimagined. I'm very
Yes.
excited for the new version of Test
I
Track.
can't wait. I mean,
Yeah.
as long, I mean, I'm sure they'll keep the fun go around the building situation, so I'm excited to see what they do here.
Definitely.
I wonder if they'll keep OnStar.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
yeah,
does that
hard to
make me
say.
giggle every single time? Because there's really only one person I know that uses that still.
Yeah, they need to update that a touch. All right. Well, I think the tip we're going to leave you with today is around your adults only Magic Kingdom day. And if you haven't before left the park to go to one of those lounges we mentioned, you got to do it because whether it's for a drink or whether it's just to get out of the parks, I think any adult is going to really enjoy that change of pace when they're, in more of a relaxed resort setting and out of the hustle and bustle of the parks. And you have the
Totally.
opportunity to, see an amazing resort, visit a great lounge, have some great food or a great drink, and just widen your Disney experience.
Absolutely. All righty. Well, I think that does it for our show today. Are you looking to book a vacation? We would love to help you. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Simplifying the Magic, or you can email us at simplifyingthemagic@gmail.com. We are here to help answer questions, give advice, or just to say hi. So take the trip because there is a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
And your next vacation is just a dream away. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.